The Grizzly Creek Fire is more than 29,000 acres and still growing. That size of a wildfire requires a lot of people power and equipment, but how do fire agencies divvy up those resources? Reporter Alex Hager went to find out.
More than 800 people and dozens of trucks and aircraft have joined the firefighting effort from all over the country. And one of the agencies tasked with deciding where all of those people and pieces of equipment go is the National Interagency Fire Center, or NIFC.
Say you have an Idaho hotshot crew that ends up on a fire in Utah for 2 weeks. They have a day off there. Then they're called to a nearby fire in Colorado. Then before they know it, they can end up in Florida.
That's Jessica Gardetto. She's a spokesperson for the group. They're in charge of keeping track of all the big wildfires in the U.S. and making sure crews on the ground have the people and equipment they need to fight them. And those resources can come from anywhere, which is why you don't see dozens of helicopters or firefighting planes parked on the runways of nearby airports year-round.
In the case of air tankers, which are often a very highly sought national resource, those air tankers can come from anywhere in the country because air tankers, you know, they don't require a lot of time to travel.
So say you're an incident commander working to fight the Grizzly Creek Fire, and you need some of those boots on the ground or helicopters in the air. Where do you go? Well, first, you'll ring up a regional coordination center. The closest one to Grizzly Creek is just outside of Denver. Larry Helmrich is a spokesperson for that center. They keep an eye on fires across the Rocky Mountain area.
Those people will allocate resources depending on the need from each fire, as best they can.
If Helmrich's office can't fulfill the request with resources from within the region, it gets sent to the NIFC office in Boise, Idaho. Then they are tasked with looking around the country to try and find help. Here's Gardetto again.
When you have a lot of fires burning in the state of Colorado, then in that case, a lot of those resources are going to come from outside the state, and in some cases from outside the geographic area.
Right now, the Grizzly Creek Fire is near the front of the line when it comes to getting help from that National Fire Center. For days, it was ranked as the highest priority fire in the nation. That's a calculation based on a number of variables. While Grizzly Creek certainly isn't the biggest fire in the country, it is close to a city. Brian Scott is a public information officer for the fire. He says threat to people and threat to property are the first two factors in figuring out priority.
This fire is number one based on proximity to the Glenwood Springs, the immediate impact, no name, population there.
Next up on the priority list, infrastructure. It's no secret that I-70 is a major lifeline for the western part of the state. So as long as it's closed, it's another boost to the importance of Grizzly Creek.
It's just amazing the amount of commerce and recreation that goes on with folks from Denver to the west.
Scott said the fire is also threatening the Shoshone power plant and closed down the railroad, both of which make fighting this fire even more important. All of those factors combined mean that when incident commanders at Grizzly Creek ask for resources, they are likely to get them. And it also helps that this year isn't that busy for fires nationwide. Again, Jessica Gardetto from the National Interagency Fire Center.
In fact, actually this year is technically below normal than years we've had in the past. If you look at the national acres that have burned, we're actually below the national average for this time of year.
Even with four major fires burning in Colorado and dozens burning across the West, there are other regions of the country that can send their crews and equipment to Glenwood Canyon. Of course, that includes firefighters and planes.
And even all the way down to things like showers and caterers to ensure that these large incidents have the support that they need.
While the Grizzly Creek Fire will almost certainly be burning for a while, there's a national network of resources that will make sure firefighters stay clean and fed and have all the tools they need to keep fighting the blaze. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.